We would now like to welcome you into the services of Union Temple Free Will Baptist Church. Our pastor is Brother Oscar McCamus. Our services are Sunday mornings beginning at 9:45, Sunday nights at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7. We are located just 9 miles off the Kingsport Highway and would love for you to attend our services. And now, bringing the message, Brother Oscar McCamus.
Joshua chapter 2. And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim 2 men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country." And the woman took the 2 men and hid them, and said, "There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were." And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan and to the fords. As soon as they were pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you swear or promise unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness in my father's house and give me a true token. And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours. If you utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord has given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Now look at verse 15. "Then she let them down by a cord through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, 'Get you into the mountains, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days, until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may ye go your way.' And the men said unto her, 'We will be blameless of this thy oath, which thou hast made us swear.' Now here, see this. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's house home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the streets, his blood shall be upon his head. And we will be guiltless, but whosoever shall be with thee in the house, the blood shall be on our heads if any hand be upon you. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thy oath which thou hast made us to swear." And she said, now look in verse 21. "And she said, 'According unto your words, so be it.' And she sent them away, and they departed." Now, and see here, she did this personally. "And she bound the scarlet line in the window. And they went and came into the mountain, abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned, and the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. So the 2 men returned and descended from the mountain, and passed over, and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and told him all things that befell them. And they said unto Joshua, 'Truly the Lord has delivered into our hands all the land, for even all the inhabitants of the country do faint because of us.'" Now I know I was as I was trying to find something to preach on this week and searching, and I was looking back through some of my old Bibles that I had, and I had an old Bible and I had this marked, and that I preached this in 1993. So some of you were here in 1993, I guess. Some of you probably weren't here in 1993, but anyway, and I'm sure I've mentioned it several times since 1993, but I thought it was such a great message today on Memorial Day weekend. Not talking about the blood of the American soldier that has died, but talking about the precious blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was shed for the whole world. And so I want us to see not just for good people, but for the worst and the most vile of all sinners, the blood was shed. And I think that this woman here, and if I would take a text this morning, my text would be a harlot woman and the scarlet thread. A harlot woman and the scarlet thread. Now the message of the cleansing of the precious blood is the central theme of the entire Bible. If you read the Bible all the way through here, you see the theme of the cleansing blood running through that. So the scarlet thread of the blood can be traced through the Word of God from Genesis throughout Revelation. There can be no redemption except by the blood, through the blood. There can be no pardon from sin except by the blood. There is no answer of cleansing for vile sinners except the Bible says, by and through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the preaching of the blood is the thrill of every Bible-believing preacher. I believe that that's just what that we enjoy preaching on, because it makes the salvation available to everyone. And so the preaching of the blood way is the object of every Bible-believing church-centered church. And so the preaching of the blood way is that way chosen of God in bringing sinners to eternal life. In 1 Corinthians 1:21, it said, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Now perhaps no story in all the Bible so vividly illustrates the power of faith as the story of Rahab the harlot. Perhaps no story so magnifies the power of the blood as does the scarlet thread of this story, which is a type of the blood. Now the scarlet thread is a type of the blood, and so it was Joshua, the general of the people of Israel, who sent out the 2 spies to spy out secretly the city of Jericho. Now no city in all the east was so coveted by the nations around about them than Jericho was. It was the richest city of its time. It was its massive walls made it almost impregnable by the enemies. Those large walls, and those walls were so large and they were so massive that that folks actually lived upon them. They built houses upon the walls. They say that the walls were so wide that chariots could race abreast upon the top of those walls. And at regular intervals, the walls were guarded by the men of Jericho. And so as far as natural was concerned, but as far as a natural army or a natural enemy was concerned, to overrun the city of Jericho was almost unthinkable. It cannot be captured. It cannot be overtaken. And so, however, after the death of Moses, Joshua became the leader of the people, and God commanded that they go over to possess the land. Now look there in chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host, and command the people, saying, prepare you victuals, for within 3 days you shall possess over this Jordan, to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you to possess. Now in verse 1 of chapter 2, these two spies are thus sent out over Jordan to spy out the city of Jericho. Now the darkness of night overtakes them, those spies there in Jericho, and they enter the house of a harlot woman to lodge. Now I've often wondered why they were enter into the house of a harlot for lodging. I always wondered why that was. And so, but I'm convinced that the Lord had His hand in all that happened. I'm convinced that this was exactly the house that was in God's plan for those spies today. Forever, God is teaching us a lesson of His grace and the power of His cleansing blood. And so here we see, as you look at the scriptures, we see the foundation upon which this harlot woman begins to build a spiritual house. And so this spiritual house develops so greatly until she is listed. And all you Bible students know this, that the harlot woman, Rahab, is listed over in Hebrews chapter 11 in the faith chapter, the Hall of Fame of Faith. God mentions her in that same context as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and Noah, and all of those great men of the past. And so the Bible says, if you look in verse 18 and 19, the spies give to her the token. Now, in verse 21, we see here that the token is that they shall bind this line of scarlet thread in the window. Now, in verse 21, Rahab, by faith, believes the word of the spies, and she deliberately binds the scarlet thread out of her window. Now, look at it. Look at verse 21. And she said, according unto your word, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. We have thus seen the story of the scarlet thread and the beginning of the life of faith for this woman, Rahab the harlot. In other words, we shall look after later, maybe at the test of her faith. We may not have the time for that. But right now, we're going to look at this right here, of what the beginning of the faith. We shall see the rewarding her faith by preserving of her house when the walls of Jericho falls and the whole city is burnt and destroyed and everything is killed. We'll see how her faith, by tying this scarlet thread and dropping it out the window, how that it preserved her, her family, and everybody that was inside of her house. Now, so we see here, but however, I want to call your attention to seven things about the scarlet thread. And each of these things magnifies the gospel of the grace of God. They weave together a perfect picture of the way of salvation. What the scarlet thread is, which is a type of the precious blood, what the scarlet thread did for Rahab the harlot, the blood of Jesus will do for trusting sinners. Now that's what I want you to see. What the scarlet thread did for the harlot Rahab, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will do for any, no matter what you've done, any trusting sinner that will trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now note with me seven things here about the scarlet thread as the type of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first one is, the scarlet thread was divinely appointed. The scarlet thread was divinely appointed. Now, what I want you to see is the spies had the authority to offer a way of deliverance. This way was by the scarlet thread. Now, in verse 18, we read, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window." Now, in other words, they are telling her that judgment is coming and that Jericho will fall. Now, that's exactly what they were saying. They were saying, God has given us this land, and judgment is coming, and I can assure you that Jericho is going to be destroyed, and Jericho is going to fall. This judgment shall come when the people of Israel, under Joshua, shall cross over Jordan to possess the land. This judgment was certain because God had promised all the land to the people of Israel forever. And there was no way to avert this hour when the city must fall. Rahab believed this. You can see that, what I read. She had heard what God had done for the children of Israel. She had heard how that He led them across the Red Sea. She had heard how that He had destroyed the Amorites and all those that opposed Israel. And so she believed, and this is talking about faith, she had faith when these spies said God is going to destroy Jericho. She believed that. She believed that judgment was coming, that God was going to destroy Jericho. And so she believed that. So she said, and she asked here for a token which would shelter her and her entire house, and also which would come in, her friends or whoever would come in to her house. Now, what you've got to see here is she believed that judgment was coming. And she needed a refuge. She needed shelter. And so and I want to say to us, if you're here this morning and you're not saved and you never trusted the blood of Jesus Christ, I want you to know that judgment is coming to this wicked and this sinful world. Amen. You cannot avert it. You cannot postpone it. You cannot put it off. And so we understand the Bible is very clear concerning the judgment of God upon sin and sinners. Ezekiel 18:20 says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." Hebrews 9:27 says, "And it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And just as the spies told Rahab, judgment is coming, God has men and women standing and telling people today, judgment is coming. And you cannot prevent it. No man can escape the reality of judgment. No honest man can deny these clear Bible teachings. A man stands before a holy God as guilty as sin can make a person guilty. And what can we do? To whom can the sinner flee to? Is there any way of shelter for sinful man? To those questions, God has the answer. For the guilty soul, God has appointed a way of deliverance. God's appointed way is through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through His word that we have heard the story, just as Rahab heard from the lips of the spies. And just as the Spirit opened the heart of Rahab to believe, the Spirit opens the hearts of many this day to believe. I'm glad that when I was a lost sinner without hope and without God and judgment was coming upon me, I'm glad that the Spirit of God opened up my heart to believe that I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, as my refuge. Listen, is there any way of shelter? Though judgment is certain, though men are sinners, we have a divinely appointed way of deliverance. And this way is by faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God, this is God's way, it's divinely appointed. Those spies did not have the authority to do that unless Joshua, their leader, gave them the authority. And He gave them that authority. If you'll just give us a token, if you'll just shelter us, we'll protect you. The second thing I want you to see is that the thread, the scarlet thread, conspicuously insignificant. Look at that. Verse 15. "Then she let them down by a cord through the window. Now surely of all the instruments which might have been used as a means of shelter to this harlot woman, this was the most insignificant. It was conspicuously insignificant for the degree that it was so foolish to some. It was foolishness. I'm sure that some of her friends remarked to Ahab of the foolishness of placing a scarlet thread in the window. Maybe there were those who suggested that she would lose in her mind, that she would consent to such insignificant act here. Had she been commanded to have done some great and noble act, no doubt she would have done all would have commended her. But like Naaman in 1 Kings chapter 2, she was commanded to do the humble, foolish thing for the sheltering of her soul. The modernists of our day still will not or cannot go along with the real gospel because of the utter foolishness of it all to the natural man. Don't they want to believe it? The modernists and all those people. Because to them it's foolish that we would trust our souls, our never dying souls, to the plying of blood through faith. And so what I'm saying is, Paul suggests the fact in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. Natural man cannot reason the power of the blood atonement. Instead, he can imagine that one can find shelter in most any religious theory. No matter what that theory or what that cult is, the natural man believes that somehow or another that they can find shelter in that teaching. But in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the natural man thinks that's foolish. And so he vainly seeks shelter through man's own righteousness. He seeks shelter in the false ideal of the fatherhood of God. He vainly hopes that since God is a God of love, then all men shall be saved. And that's what you hear so much of. God is a God of love. He won't send people to hell. Absolutely not. He don't send anybody there. He made a way that you didn't have to go, but people send themselves there because they reject the only escape of that place. And that's through having the blood applied to their heart through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. However insignificant the blood may appear to be, however foolish God's way of shelter may be to the natural man, the fact remains that it is the only way that the blood that sinners can be made whole. It's through the blood. Now Rahab had to come to the place where she feared not man or man scoffing. She rested assured that she bore the reproach of the city upon placing the scarlet thread in her window. What do you mean? Look at this city. Look at these walls. Look at how long this city is. There ain't nobody going to come in here and destroy this city. Jeff, you're foolish to think that somebody's going to come in here and destroy this city and they're going to see that scarlet thread hanging out there and they're going to spare you and the rest of it's going to be destroyed. That's foolishness, they say it. But is that not what the world says to us? Is that not what the world says to us? As when we trust the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so sinners must come to that place that they trust in the crucified Jesus. They must humble themselves before the Lord Jesus Christ to find peace with God. The third thing is, the scarlet thread was previously cried. Now in verse 15, then she let them down by a scarlet thread cord through the window. From this act, we see this two spies, they placed their own safety and their own faith in the scarlet thread. So it's been tried and tested. If they escape, in other words, if they hadn't went out, took and went through the window down out of the city by the scarlet thread let down from the wall, then they would have perished. So it had been tried and tested, and it prevailed. Rahab had seen the cord provide a means of escape for these two spies. It was tried, and it was proven, and it was significant. Can we not say this morning the same and have the same confidence and the same trust in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for our shelter. How many in here do not have loved ones that put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? And in the hour of death, you saw it tested and crying. And you saw that precious loved one of yours look up and say, I see Jesus. I see the most beautiful stars, and I see the most beautiful greenest grass that I've ever seen. I see the brightest light. Oh, it's just so wonderful. How many of you have seen that? And you've seen that it has been put to the test by many, many before us. And it has proved sufficient in the hour of death. It has proved not one was ever, down through the years, saints have found a refuge in Jesus. And not a one is ever will be disappointed. Jesus has proven Himself sufficient to all. I've said this so many times. I don't know whether the privilege or whatever you might want to say of standing beside the deathbed of many, many people that's gone out to meet eternity. And I've never, ever heard one of them ever say, I'm sorry that I trusted Jesus. But every one of them that I've ever heard has said that has said something about beautiful, how beautiful it was, or how peaceful they were, and all those kind of things. But by the same token, and I'm not trying to say this to scare anybody that may not be saved, but I have stood and heard people say, my feet is burning in this fire. Oh, how horrible that it is. You listen to what I'm saying. Down through the years, sinners have found the blood able to cleanse and to make whole. Perhaps no generation has been so open to attack to modernism as we have in this generation that we're living. In other words, never has the liberal theology came in, and so multitudes have departed from the faith, and now they're reaching for some new way. Looking for a new way. Multitudes have departed from the faith. And looking, but Jesus, God said to search out the old paths and walk therein. They have hewn for themselves, the Bible says, broken cisterns, which cannot hold water. Though this may be true, and it is, yet we can trust ourselves to a way which has been previously tried and which has never failed. It's never failed. This cord, when it was tried and tested by these despised, it prevailed for them. It led them to rescue. And she said, I'm going to put my trust in this. All of us here, as I already said, have some saint on our mind that we saw, that trusted the blood and how they lived and how God provided for them and how that God was there when it came time for them to cross the river. And so to them the blood was precious. They cried the blood way, and they shouted to our generation, to all the generations to come, that the blood way proves sufficient.